Same questions, different day. Michaelia Cash has faced a fresh round of questioning from Labor senators after admitting a member of her staff alerted the media to impending federal police raids on union offices in Sydney and Melbourne earlier this week. At a Senate estimates hearing, the employment minister has been grilled over when and how she found out about the raids, insisting she didn't mislead the Senate on five occasions, as she was given misleading information. She's maintained that she has not had contact with the staffer who admitted to the leak and whose own source of information is unknown. Senator Cash explained the sequence of events.
And last night, during the dinner break, as I have stated, I sought further assurances from my staff, and to say that I'm disappointed is an understatement. But my staff member came to me and advised that, without my knowledge, he had, in the course of discussions with journalists, indicated that he had received information that a raid may take place. As I also stated yesterday, I was not aware of this at the time. I was not aware of it earlier when I had given evidence.
In subsequent meetings with the Prime Minister, who didn't ask her any further questions, she assured him that she was not the origin of the leak. Senator Cash also told senators she's not considering resigning.
Minister, have you considered resigning because of these terrible positions that you find yourself in?
No, I have not.
But you don't rule out having discussed your resignation with the Prime Minister?
As I have stated, I am not going to canvass the ins and outs of detail of discussions that I had with the Prime Minister, but I had discussions with the Prime Minister this morning.
The Federal Opposition says Senator Cash has no choice but to resign. Labor's employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor has demanded the Prime Minister intervene.
She must resign because it beggars belief she did not know of her of the role of her office in tipping off the media in relation to a raid by a Commonwealth regulator that reports to her. It beggars belief, and if the Prime Minister has any regard for the Westminster system and ministerial accountability and responsibility, he will dismiss his minister.
Echoing this, Greens MP Adam Bandt is emphasising the importance of finding out who told the Minister's office about the raids.
We need to get a straight answer to that. The fact that the Minister isn't interested in finding out the answer to that question speaks volumes about this. We need to find out very, very soon the full story behind this, because potentially there's been criminal offences committed, but there's certainly been misconduct that demands that the Minister must go.
But Senior Government Minister Christopher Pyne says the Minister has done nothing wrong and has been open and honest.
The reality is that Michaelia Cash told the Senate the truth, and as soon as she found out that she'd been misled, she corrected the record. Now, that's all you can ask her to do in the circumstances, and I think she's done the right thing.
The Australian Workers' Union has lodged a Freedom of Information request with Senator Cash's office to try and determine exactly how she learned of the raids. AWU National Secretary Daniel Walton says he finds it difficult to believe Senator Cash didn't have prior knowledge about the searches.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a ministerial office or a politician that, if they were given the tip-off or made aware that the AWU is about to be raided, that the staffer solely kept that information and not had a conversation with the minister.
A statement from the Australian Federal Police rejects claims it conducted the raids for anything other than legitimate legal reasons. The AFP says it had no reason to question a search warrant authorised by a magistrate.